tonight's broadcast of the Brenham Cup against Tatum Consolidated is brought to you by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. We'll go to the court with your host, Doug Brown, with tonight's pregame show after these sports friends.
WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com. For proven results, trust the experience and expertise of Realtor Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
J&A Roofing, experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green, energy-efficient solutions.
Bank with Bob, Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank, local, friendly, mobile.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Awards and more. Creating custom awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to the Brenham High School gym, where it's District 17-5A basketball featuring the Brenham Cubs and the A&M Consolidated Tigers. Doug Brown with you here on a Friday night. So glad you could be here with us. And an important game for the Cubs as they're trying to get their first district win after dropping the first two. And Consolidated, they are 1-1 in districts. They've at least got one win under their belts. Coming in the game tonight, the Cubs are 14-9 overall, 0-2 in district. A&M Consolidated is 8-11 overall and 1-1 in district competition. And Gonsal right now slated number fourth. Brenham tied for dead last with Collin Station. But as the old saying goes, winning can cure all. And right now you look at the district standings, and Huntsville and Lake Creek are both on top, tied at 2-0. Montgomery is in third place. They're 1-0. A&M Consolidated 1-1. And then you got Rudder at 0-1. And Brenham and Collin Station at 0-2. Now looking at the district tonight, Lake Creek has got a bye. Meanwhile, Brian Rudder is over at College Station, and Huntsville is at Montgomery. And some other games going on around on the area on the boys' side. You got the Burton Panthers. They're getting set to take on Bremont. And also District 26-2A, you got Mumford and Somerville, Iola and Snook. And Hearn has a bye, but they will let this stay busy, and they're taking on Hempstead. Going on around the area is Bowling and Belleville, Stafford and Sealy, Navasota at Cold Spring Oakhurst, Robinson and Anderson Shiloh, Giddings Lone Star Southwest at Richards, Colleen at Bryan, Caldwell at Troy, Wimberly at Giddings, LaGrange at Van Vleck, and Round Top Carmine at Dimebox, Buckholz at Fayetteville, Thrall at Lexington, and Columbus at Palacios. And meanwhile on the girls' side tonight, the Brenham Cubettes, they are on the road at College Station taking on A&M Consolidated. Meanwhile, College Station High School is at Brian Rudder, Montgomery at Huntsville, and Lake Creek has a bye. Burton Lady Panthers, they're taking on Bremont. That game going on right now. And then coming up in also in District 26-2A, Mumford at Somerville, Iola Snook, and Hearn has a bye. Around the area on the girls' side, Caldwell and Belleville, they're opening district play tonight. Sealy at Stafford. Brazos Wallace at East Bernard, Giddings in Navasota, that's also their district opener, as is LaGrange at Smithville, Anderson Shiro's in Onalaska, and Bryan at Killeen. And then you also got Roundtop Carmine and Dimebox, Buckholz at Fayetteville, Thrall at Lexington, and Columbus at Palacios. And we are counting down, getting ready for the start of this one between the Cubs and the Tigers. As we said, a very important District 17-5A matchup between the two teams. And we'll be back with more of our pregame as we send you back to the studios. And let's hear 2 minutes from the sports friends.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Brenham Monument Company. Brenham's professional and compassionate monument company. Home of the exclusive 10-year monument guarantee.
Dr. Reagan Gaskant Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Alexander Oil. on FM 389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo, honest service, expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning, called to optimize your financial future, 836-9311.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers, Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC. For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care. 251-7705.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignment and balancing.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Nevere, and Jimmy Key, 105 East Main Street.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-758-7000 today for a free estimate.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
All right, as we come back here, and we're just about ready for the national anthem of the starting lineups.
Between the A&M Consolidated Tigers and your Brenham Cubs. Now, to honor America, please stand and join in the playing of our national anthem. Amarian Moore.
And 6'2 senior, number 12, Caden Stepto. The Tigers are coached by Andrew Daly, Justin Caldwell, Hudson Allen, Jimmy Gilbert, and Thomas Gilbert. And now, let's put your hands together for your rhythm call. 6 foot junior, number one, D3 Martini. 6'2 senior, number two, Chris.
There we go. There are your starting lineups and the national anthem. Our national anthem, and we're ready to go. And it's going to be Chris Guidry jumping center. And it'll be opposed. Looks like I think that's Caden Steptoe. And we're ready to get this one underway. And the A&M Consolidated wins the opening tip. And Consolidated working around. Stop and shot put up and missed by Merchant. Rebound, another shot missed by the Tigers. And it rolls out of bounds. And said it went off of one of the Cubs. And so it'll remain Tiger basketball. We're just underway here in the first quarter between the Brenham Cubs and the A&M Consolidated Tigers here at the Brenham High School gym. And tussle for the ball there. Consol comes out with it. And a three-pointer there by Trey Merchant. And Tigers are first on the board. Running back the other way there. First possession. Pass off to Roderick Martin. And Martin puts it up and in for two. And so it's 3-2. Tigers leading by a point. And back the other way. Missing the layup is Merchant. And Cubs come down with it. Martin loses the basketball, and now back the other way go the Tigers. And it's Amarian Moore up and in for two. And makes it 5-2. And Cubs, looks like Hebert dribbled it off his foot. And so it'll be Tiger basketball not too far from the Brenham Cub bench. As we're looking at your radio dial, Tigers are going left to right. Cubs are going right to left. And passes up and in. And that was Jaden West for two. And right away, Coach Colby Andrews wanting a quick timeout. And 30-second timeout. So we'll take it with me back after we hear 30 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Brenham Ironworks for custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks, celebrating 20 years.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
Woodman Life for life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring.
3F Tree Transplanting, the best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com.
Squeaky Clean Car Wash is locally owned and operated at Bluebell Road and Highway 105 in Brenham. Remember, if it don't squeak, it ain't squeaky clean.
And back we come. Cubs trailing this one 7-2. And Brenham with the basketball now. And that one up and in for two. And that is Jaden Hebert with his first basket of the game. And back the other way. And we're going to get a foul call. And it's going to be against Chris Guidry. That'll be his first. And so Moore will inbounds it for the Tigers. Pass back out, and three-pointer attempt misses, and going to get a whistle. And foul foul is going to be called on Jaden West. That'll be his first. And comes with the basketball. Adams bringing it up the court. And Adams loses the handle on that one, and it goes out of bounds. And so it'll be Tiger basketball. Gonzalez leading Brenham 7-4 here in the first quarter. And now driving the lane, puts up the shot, misses, and we're going to get another foul. And it's going to be on Jaden Hebert. That'll be his first. And it's going to send Jaden West to the line for the Tigers. Tigers dressed down the gray road uniforms. Maroon letters and numbers with white trim. And he misses the first one. Going to get another one. Cubs in the home white uniforms with green letters and numbers. And West does hit his second free throw. Makes it 8-4 now. We have 6 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. And Cubs working the ball in. Guidry drives. Puts up the shot. And they're going to call him for traveling. Took one step too many down there. And now an inbounds pass, and consolidated, bringing the ball up the court. Jeremiah Daly. Get the ball up, and a three-point try by Merchant, and he misses. Loose ball on the court. Who's going to come up down with it? And Merchant again this time. He's got it up and in for two. And so Merchant now with 5 of the 10 points for the Tigers here. And driving the lane, and Adams dishes off to Hebert. Hebert puts it, and two shots, couldn't get the ball to fall. Good defense by the Tigers. And in the corner, a three-point attempt, and hits off the backboard. And so it'll be Cub basketball. Hebert. Inbound pass to Majid. And Ebert. And he's going to call. Apparently the ref missed the bump there. They're going to call him for holding on to the ball too long. And so it'll be 10-4. 4:55 left to play. And Merchant drives, lays it up and in for two. Too easy. And that gives him 7 points in the game. Adams up ahead to Guidry. Loose ball on the floor. Who's going to end up with it? And we're going to get timeout. I think timeout taken by Consol. And so 30-second timeout. And we'll take it with him. Be back after we hear 30 seconds from the Sports Friends.
DDM Custom Buildings. Let DDM design and fabricate your new barndominium, workshop, barn, or storage building.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication. Where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Dominant Associates. Your local Germania Insurance Agents at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Yum Sweets and Eats. Serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store. Full-service farming and ranching supply since 1992.
All right, as we come back here, and down the lane for the Tigers, and up and in is Caden Steptoe for his first basket. And that'll make it 14-4. Now running back the other end. Roderick Martin up and in for two. And Tigers want to run with it. Puts up the shot, misses, and a rebound by Guidry. Guidry up ahead and comes, lose the basketball. Rylan Lewis in there now, and that's going to be Jaden West. And Cubs now with a basketball up ahead. And that one's going to be lost. And who did they say the... Hey, It is going to be cut basketball. Waiting to see who the ref was going to say it was out of bounds on. They're going to say it was out of bounds on the Tigers. And so cut basketball. Traylon Kelly in the game now along with Lewis. And then Guidry, Hebert, and Martin. And foul is called on Marion Moore. That'll be his first. And just the second team foul on the Tigers with 3:22 left. And inbounds for the Cubs. Kelly over to Lewis. Lewis drives the lane, puts up the shot. And the basket does not count. And foul is going to be called on Jeremiah Harris. That'll be his first. Comes in down the ball. A&M Consolidated leads this one 16-6 so far. And Lewis drives, puts up the shot, and he's going to draw the foul. And foul is going to be called on London Brown, who's just checked into the game. And so Rylan Lewis going to the free throw line. And he hits it. I like that free throw attempt there. You show good technique there. Let's see if he can do it, make it two in a row. And missed that one. Brim Rattler didn't go. And now A&M Consolidated with the basketball, leading it 16-7. And we got a foul called against the Cubs. And it is going to be on Traylon Kelly, his first. Tigers inbound the ball. Moore over to Merchant. And ball gets knocked loose. Cubs come up with it. And get the upper hand, and Ebert's going to be tripped by Merchant. And Merchant's going to get called for the foul. Wasn't intended. I think it was more their feet just getting tangled up. And but nevertheless, Jaden Hebert is going to go to the free throw line. And Hebert misses the first one. And he makes the second one. That'll make it 16-8. So they've got the lead in half. Hebert with 3 points in the early going here with 2:40 left to play. 16-8. Tigers leading the Cubs. And now working the ball around. Ball nearly stolen away by Guidry. And Tigers were able to chase it down and come up with it first. And driving the lane. And we're going to get a jump ball there as Kelly was able to tie up Merchant. And so it'll become basketball. And Majid checking back in. And Hebert's going to get his first break of the game. That just leaves Guidry and Martin, who are the only ones on the Cubs that have gone thus far. And Traylon Kelly the other way. Kelly puts it up and in for two. And we're going to get another timeout taken. And so it's going to be 30 seconds. So we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 30 seconds from the sports friends.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Citizens State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown too. Local people, local decisions since 1925.
Herman Furniture and Emporium. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier Factory authorized dealers celebrating 70 years of sales and service.
And back we go. We got 2 minutes and counting here in the first quarter. A&M Consolidated leading the Brenham Cubs 16-10 in this District 17 5A ball game. And Cubs come up with a steal. Chris Guidry with the basketball. Guidry trying to get in there, and has the ball stripped away, and we're going to have another jump ball. And this time it's going to belong to Consolidated. Tigers working the ball up the court. Got a minute 35 left to play here in the first quarter. And looks like for the Cubs, Darian Curry and LaMarion Roberson getting ready to check in. Three-pointer attempt by Consol. Just short. It goes out of bounds. And so now Martin will come out, as will Guidry. So that way all the starters now have gotten at least one break here in the first quarter. Rashid over to Hebert. Hebert blows past the defender. Now he's going to stop, pull out to Majid. Majid going to fire up a three, and just short. And on the putback, and Roberson and Hebert were both going for it and couldn't get the shot in, couldn't get the shot to fall. Now that was going to be out of bounds on the Cubs, and so it'll be Tiger basketball. As we're down to 1 minute left to play here in the first quarter. And ball stolen away by the Cubs. Lewis wants to run with it. Gets up ahead to Majid. Majid going to lay it up and in for two. As that cuts it to a four-point lead. Got 43 seconds left to play here in the first quarter. And hit fake and a block shot. And they're going to call the Tigers for traveling. And so Cubs got 35.9 seconds left to get another shot off. Remember, no shot clock in high school, so you can take as long as you need to on here. Lewis gets the ball up to Majid. And Majid's going to stop, pull it out, and try to go inside to Hebert. Ball stolen away by the Tigers. And back the other way, and they lose the basketball. And so now the Cubs, they got 15 seconds left, and they were trying to go long to Majid, and he wasn't looking for it. And the ball was going, and the ball ends up going out of bounds. Our buddy Nicholas over at the banner, that was just missed taking his dome off there. And so now Tigers bringing back in. You got 10 seconds left. And Merchant passes the ball out. Three-pointer misses. And that will do it. And we reach the end of the first quarter. It's the A&M Consolidated Tigers 16 and the Brenham Cubs 12. Back with quarter number two after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and the love they deserve.
Felder's Buy and Buy. For groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 7 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Wellman Insurance. Service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1401 South Austin.
Grilled onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon. Adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger. Online ordering available.
Baker's Ag Service, commercial and residential, for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
All right, as we come back here, the Brenham Cubs and the A&M Consolidated Tigers, and tipped up and in. And are they going to count? Yeah, they will count that. Dewan Majid with his first basket. Wasn't sure when the ref called the whistle, but I think he was signaling goaltending on there. And so the Cubs have cut it to 2-3-point attempt by the Tigers. Cubs come down with a rebound. And Chris Guidry with a basketball. Cubs, I believe, have got they've got all their starters back in. And Guidry drives the lane and passes the ball off, but it lost it. He was trying to go to Majid and ends up in the hands of Jaden West. And now the Merchant. Merchant puts it up, misses. Put back, misses. And another one in a block by Ebert. And I think he's going to get called for a foul. And it is going to be a foul on Jaden Ebert. That'll be his second. And that will send London Brown to the free throw line for A&M Consolidated. And he misses the first free throw. And misses the second one, and the Cubs come down with a rebound. Ebert wants to run with it. Gets it up the court. Over to the free throw line, passes the ball out. Machine in the corner for three, and he nailed it! And Dewan Majid now with 7 points to lead the Cubs. And it's Brenham 17, A&M Consolidated 16. And shot is up and no good. And we're going to get a call on the Cubs. That's going to be on Dewan Majid, and that'll be his first. And so that'll send Jeremiah Harris to the free throw line for Consol. Harris hits the first one. And Tigers making some substitutions now. Steptoe coming in. Jack Flowers checking in for the first time in the game. And Jeremiah Daly coming back in as well. And he misses the second one. And Guidry's going to come down with a rebound. So we're tied 17-17. Guidry with a basketball, and going to get some tussle in there. Coach is trying to pull the players apart. And we'll see what the ruling here is. Referees conferring. And we're throwing some elbows in. There were some elbows thrown in there, and let's see who they're going to call on.
Hey, you got to control the game with a technical foul. You can't give them a warning. Call the
parent! And so double foul call. That was called on Jeremiah Harris. And so that's his second foul. Or I guess they didn't call one on Guidry. But anyway, that's it. So that's second foul on Harris. Comes down driving Hebert out to Guidry. And Guidry drives, passes the ball out. And another foul call. This is going to be on Jeremiah Daly, his first. Inbounds pass, Mazid over to Guidry. Over to Adams, now to Hebert. Mazid in the corner. And Mazid's going to get called for traveling. And so it'll be Tiger ball. Got 6:27 left to go in the second quarter. We're all tied at 17 apiece. Trey Merchant with the basketball. And they try to go inside. Ball tipped by Hebert. Ends up in the hands of Roderick Martin. Martin up ahead to Guidry. Guidry trying to run it down. Went for the save, but then he saved it right to Merchant. Merchant puts up the shot and misses. And putting up the shot with Steptoe. He missed and goes out of bounds. Who are they going to say it? It was on the far side, so I couldn't tell who it was on. His ball belongs to the Cubs. Machine with the basketball. Top of the, oh, he went to Hebert, and Hebert went the other direction. And back the other way, and Merchant missed the dunk. And now up ahead, other way, Hebert to Martin. Martin puts up the shot, misses, and loose ball. Who's going to get it? It's going to be the Tigers. And wide open is Merchant. He missed the shot again. Puts it up. That time he got it to fall. And to Trey Merchant with nine points in the game now. And Cubs trying to go back, and that one's stolen away by Flowers. And a little floater by the Tigers misses. And tipped over to Guidry and got Martin wide open. Martin lays it up in the end for two. And Roderick Martin now with 6 points. And we're tied at 19-19 with 5 minutes left to go here in the second quarter. And Flowers working around. Three-pointer attempt. Misses. And a rebound. And foul is called as Steptoe tried to put that one up. And foul is going to call on Duan Majid. That'll be his second. And that will put Steptoe at the line. Cubs getting ready for some substitutions. Kelly, Roberson, and Lewis getting ready to come back in. And Steptoe hits his first free throw. And he misses the second one. Coming down with the rebound is Hebert. And Hebert being guarded by Flowers. And Flowers is going to get called for the foul. That'll be his first. And so now trailing Kelly to the line. Kelly to Hebert. And Hebert drives, puts the shot up, misses. Gets the rebound, misses. Rebound, Roberson puts it up and in for two. And LaMarion Roberson with his first points of the game. Makes it 21-20 Cubs. 4:15 left to play here in the second quarter. Tigers put up the shot on the other end, misses. And that one up and in for two. That was by Daly, Jeremiah Daly. That's his first. And back the other way, the Cubs were going for Guidry, and pass was too high and went out of bounds. So that'll stop the clock with 3:54 left to go until halftime. A&M consolidated with a 1-point lead, 22-21. And out the top of the key for the Tigers. Puts up a shot, misses. And loose ball, who's going to come up with it? And it's the Cubs. Roderick Martin over to Ryland Lewis. Lewis gets it across half court. And ball stolen away. And back the other way. Tigers put up the shot. Moore misses, but we got a foul call against Brenham. And that is going to be on Traylon Kelly. That'll be his second. And that is going to put Marion Moore at the free throw line, and he hits the first one. And he hits them both. That'll give the Tigers a three-point lead, 24-21. With 3:20 left to go here in the second quarter. Comes with the basketball. Guidry, top of the key. And loses the basketball. Flowers driving the other way. And Flowers has his shot blocked out of bounds by Guidry. And checking back in are going to be Hebert and Adams. And Roberson and Lewis will check out. The Tiger basketball underneath their own hoop. Inbound pass to Flowers. And he goes over to Harris. And three-point attempt in the corner made by Caden Steptoe. And for Steptoe, that gives him 6 points in the game. And makes it 27-21. And Cubs in the corner now. Kelly puts up the three, misses. And up ahead go the Tigers, and a foul on the play. And foul's going to be called on Quincy Adams. That'll be his first. And that will send Marion Moore to the free throw line again. And he makes the first one. And misses the second one, and the Cubs come down with the basketball. 2:30 left to play. Cubs leading 28-21, and back the other way goes Chris Guidry. He puts it up and in for two. Guidry's first basket of the game. And Tigers back out on their side of the court now. Got 2 minutes, 10 seconds left here in the second quarter. A&M Consolidated leading 28-23. And now they're running the clock out. Guidry comes out. Now driving. And blocked out of bounds. And so it'll still be Tiger basketball. And inbounds pass over to Daly. And now they're trying to go in the corner. And going to get a foul call against Brennan. That's going to be on Quincy Adams' second. And that is going to send Steptoe to the line. And he knocks down the free throw. Majid coming back in. And Adams with two fouls now is going to have to come out. Curry back in as well for the Cubs. And he makes both free throws. And so it's 30-23. And shot put up in the, missed by Martin. And Cubs come away with a rebound. Guidry drives, puts up the shot, misses. Coming down with a rebound, and he's going to get fouled on the play. And foul is going to be called on Jeremiah Daly, his second. How's that not a shooting foul? He was trying to shoot the ball when the foul was committed. He should be going to the free throw line. Well, they're having him taken under the basket. And inbounds pass over to Majid. Got a minute 28 left to play here in the second quarter. Guidry driving, puts up the shot, misses, but he's going to draw the foul. That one's going to be called on Jaden West. That'll be his second, and Guidry will go to the line. And he misses the first shot. And Guidry makes the second one. And so that makes it 30-24. And that one out of bounds. Oh, almost out of bounds. Cubs get it back. Got a minute 18. And driving the lane goes Ebert. Now the pass off to Majid. Majid trying to go inside and down on the court. Martin landed on, and we got an injury timeout. Roderick Martin down on the court with a minute 5. He looked like when he was coming down, he had jumped up, and when he came down, landed wrong. And so now the training staff going over to check on Martin. Martin was off to a good start in this one. He's had 6 of the Cubs' 24 points so far. And Coach Andrews also over there to check on him. And it looks like they're going to be able to get him up. And he's able to get up and leave the court on his own power, but he is walking with a limp. So hopefully they get him. Hopefully they get him to the sidelines and get some ice on that. And hopefully, fingers crossed, he can come back in the second half. And inbounds pass, and Curry puts up the shot. And another, man, this has been one of the most whistle happy referee crews. Now what do they call? Coach Andrews also too wanting to know what's going on. And so still Cup basketball. Got a minute 3 left. Consolidated leading 30-24. And inbounds pass for the Cubs goes to Hebert. And Hebert drives the lane, passes the ball off, but they came down and should have let it go a little bit sooner. He's going to get called for traveling. 57.5 seconds left. And Tigers with the basketball. Harris drives and we're going to get a whistle. And foul is going to be called on Dawad Majid. That'll be his third. And so that will put Harris at the free throw line. And Adams getting ready to check back in. Majid with 3 fouls. He's going to have to come out. And Harris misses the first one. So Quincy Adams checking back in. And he hits the second. That makes it 31-24. Down to 40 seconds left. Cubs with the basketball. working the ball around. Goes Curry, and Curry going to get fouled on the play. And that is going to be on Amarian Moore. That'll be his second. And so Darian Curry will go to the free throw line. And that one is missed. Airballed the free throw try there. Cubs are kind of laughing about it a little bit. Yeah, but that's one of those that was so bad it makes Shaq's look good. And he misses the second one as well. Tigers come down with it and up ahead. Pass the ball in the corner. Three-point attempt. And knocking it down is Merchant. That gives him 12 points here in the first half. Comes back the other way. Missing the shot. And up and in for two goes Hebert. That'll give him five in the game. And now back the other way. And three-pointer misses. And we go into the locker room. A&M consolidated 34. The Brenham Cubs 26. And we'll be back with a halftime report after we hear 2 minutes from our Brenham sports friends.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealer, supporting the local community since 1962.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue, they're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Christy Schlodman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large swimming pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
La Morello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh-cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and service available.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
For clean, affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Strands Associates, part of Brenham and Washington County's past, present, and future growth by helping their clients succeed through excellence in engineering.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
T3 in Brenham. Complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Baskey's Jewelry, 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham. Proudly serving customers for over 81 years.
Collier Construction, blending traditional values with modern strategies since 1938.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats, hand-cut, just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
All right, back we go here, and apparently we did miss one basket at the end of the half there, and so it's 36-26, A&M consolidated with a 10-point lead over the Brenham Cubs. A&M consolidated, won the first quarter 16-12, and then also won the second quarter 20-14, and so that's where we stand right now. Take a look at the leading scorers. And for the Tigers, the leading scorer is Trey Merchant. He's got 14 points. Caden Steptoe with 8. And then they got Amarian Moore and Jaden West with 5 each. And Jeremiah Harris with 2. And over for the Cubs, the leading scorer right now is Dawad Majidi. He's got 7. Roderick Martin with 6. Jaden Hebert with 5. And then Chris Guidry with 3. Traylon Kelly and Marion Roberson with 2 each. And 1 from Rylan Lewis. And so far for fouls, for the Tigers. They've got Jaden West, Jeremiah Harris, Jeremiah Daly, and Marion Moore with two each. And then Trey Merchant, Jack Flowers, and London Brown with one each. Meanwhile, for the Cubs, on fouls, you got Dawad Majid. He's the one of the most dangerous. He's got three. And then you got Quincy Adams, Jaden Hebert, and Traylon Kelly with two each. And Chris Guidry with one foul. And so that's where we stand here at the half. As we said during the pregame, big matchup for both of these two teams as far as district-wise, especially for the Cubs. The Cubs still looking for their first district win, and you don't want to drop to 0-3 in district. I mean, you can still realistically come back and still make the playoffs, but it makes it a lot more difficult if you don't get a win on the board. And so hopefully they can take care of business here in the second half and come back and pull this one out. Earlier today, congratulations to our Brenham Cup Junior Varsity. They beat A&M Consolidated. I forget what the final score was over here earlier, but JV pulled out the win in district competition. They look pretty good doing it as well. So congratulations to those guys. And now we're just waiting on the start of the second half here. And of course, don't forget, let's see, coming up this weekend, we got Aggie basketball tomorrow. They're taking on Oklahoma, and that's going to be a 2:30 opening tip-off and 2 o'clock Aggie pregame here on KWHI. And then on Monday night, we've got extra treat for you. We've got, well, first of all, with me, we've got the Brenham Sports Line, and we'll be joined by Coach Brad Evans and the Brenham Cubette basketball team. And then not too long after that, 6:45, will be Houston Texans pregame, and then the Texans and the Steelers Monday Night Football and Wild Card Weekend in the NFL. And so looking forward to that. Of course, the Wild Card games already start tomorrow. And I need to check on the national championship game and see how that one's going thus far. In the meantime, we're just about ready for the second half. Let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from the Sports Friends.
Specializing in general steel, structural, and ornamental fabrication, Korth & Linke Welding. Visit KorthandLinkeWelding.com to learn more.
For all of your feed needs, visit Brenham Produce, your trusted little feed mill in downtown Brenham.
Represent your team with Spirit Wear from SSB Designs, 1403 South Day Street in Brenham.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Brenham's favorite local dealership, AppleFord.com.
Select Furnishings, your locally owned furniture store, making your house a home for over 30 years.
Hall Wright Custom Movers are here for your moving needs. From packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture, call 979-337-4285.
Pool Techs, in business since 1982. Pools, spas, chemical supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Visit the dentist's office that'll make you smile. Brenham Family Dental at 2001 South Market.
Plan ahead and let Skavisa Catering handle the rest. Stress-free parties and events start with a call to Skavisa.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto. No appointment necessary. Highway 290 West, next to Apple Ford.
Mr. Windshield, here for all your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West in Brenham.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
For your water well shed needs, visit EasyWellShed.com for more details.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. Call 979-353-2033 in Brenham.
Keep your pets happy and healthy. Low-cost spay, neuter, and vaccines at Animal Friends of Washington County. Online at afvet.org.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Where teens thrive, lead, and belong. The Boys and Girls Club believes in your greatness.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level. Techs you can trust to be on the level.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
All right, back we go. We're getting ready for the start of the second half. Doug Brown with you here from the Brenham High School gym. A&M Consolidated leading the Brenham Cubs 36-26. And inbounds pass for the Tigers. They've switched sides now. And it will be the Tigers going right to left and the Cubs going left to right. And driving the lane, shot put up and missed. And rebound by the Tigers. And a three-pointer by Trey Merchant. Makes it 39-26. Brennan back the other way. Quincy Adams with the basketball. And Adams is over to Majid. Back to Adams. And Hebert over to Majid. Majid gonna fire up a three and he hit it. And it gives Duane 10 points in the game now. And that one knocked out of bounds and it is 6:51 left to go in the third quarter. And so it's 39-29. Adams coming out now and Ryland Lewis checking back in. And Tigers with the basketball and the inbounds pass over to Moore. Moore being guarded by Lewis. And Moore drives, puts up the shot, misses, but he's going to draw the foul. And foul is going to be on Ryland Lewis. That'll be his first. And that will send Marion Moore to the free throw line. And Moore puts up the first shot. Yeah, that makes it 40-29, and he's got one more shot coming. And he makes them both. And it's now 41-29. And Lewis bringing the ball up the court. And apparently the clock didn't start on time, and so the referee and the scorekeeper takes 4 seconds off the clock. And inbounds pass to Lewis. Lewis drives, passes the ball off. He was going for Roberson. And back the other way. Merchant tried to put up the shot, and it's going to be a foul on Brennan. And that's going to be on Chris Guidry. And for Guidry, that'll be his second. And that'll put Trey Merchant at the free throw line. And he misses the first shot. And Roderick Martin gonna check back into the game. So it's good to see him coming back in. Hopefully that leg injury that he had earlier holds up. And Merchant hits the second one as well. And that'll make it 44-29. And now back the other way. Cubs give it over to Martin. And Martin puts it up and in for two. And back the other way. And we're going to get traveling called against the Tigers. And so it'll be Cub basketball. Majid inbound to Hebert, and now Majid bringing the ball up the court. And up ahead go the Cubs. And Majid over to Guidry. Guidry to Lewis. This one down to 5:53, and back to Guidry. Guidry over to Martin. Martin up and in for two. And Roderick Martin now with 10 points in the game, and it's 42-33 is what we have. I have to double check that. And that one up and in for two. That is Jaden West. And now back the other way. Guidry puts up the shot, and we're going to get a foul called. And it'll be on Caden Steptoe. That'll be his first. And Chris Guidry to the free throw line. And Guidry hits the first free throw attempt. Was in 4 points on the night. And he makes them both. Yeah, we're back down to a 9-point lead, 44-35, with 5:20 left to play. And three-pointer by Jeremiah Harris. Makes it 47-35, back out to a 12-point lead. Harris with a steal. And he lays it up and in for two. Or no, excuse me, that was West, Jaden West. And he's got 9 points now. Back the other way, and ball stolen away by the Tigers again. And in the corner, Merchant for three, misses. And Guidry comes away with a rebound for the Cubs. Guidry drives, puts up the shot, up and in for two. And Guidry now with 7 points. And Tigers back the other way. Merchant, get him called for traveling. As we have 4:29 left, it's 49-37 in favor of the A&M Consolidated Tigers. Cubs need to do some scoring and get some stops on defense, too. So far here in the third quarter, they've let the Tigers run roughshod over them. And Curry passes the ball off to Guidry. Guidry driving, passes the ball off. Martin trying to get the shot up. And he's going to put it up again. He's going to get fouled on the play. And foul is going to be called on Kelvin Ripken, or Pipkin, rather, who's in the game now. And that'll send Martin to the line. And Martin puts it up and in. And Roderick with 11 points now. He takes over the scoring lead on the Cubs in the game. As Curry checks back in. And Adams will check out. Curry, Guidry, Martin, Kelly, and Hebert. And Martin misses the second free throw. And Cubs trying to come down with it. They're going to stay out on the Cubs. Or now Adams will come back in. Martin will check out. It is 49-38. And Tigers want to run with it. And Cubs almost, Guidry almost had a steal. And Tigers trying to go inside. And they lose the ball out of bounds. And so it'll be Cub basketball. Inbounds pass. And it's Lewis bringing the ball up. And this is out to Adams. Adams over to Hebert. Hebert. To Kelly. Kelly puts up the shot and he's going to get fouled. And that's going to be on Jeremiah Harris. That'll be his third. And that'll send Traylon Kelly to the free throw line. And Kelly misses the first shot. And he makes the second one. Back the other way, blocked by the Cubs. They had a 4-on-1 fast break, and Kelly misses the shot, and Tigers come away with the rebound. Now they've got a fast break. Merchant will fire up a three, misses. And up ahead go the Cubs. Adams driving the lane, puts the shot up, and misses the shot. Is trying to draw the foul, no whistle. And now back the other way go the Tigers in the corner for three. And it was Marion Moore that hit that. Yeah, we got a timeout on the court. And it's going to be a full timeout taken by the Cubs. We'll take it with them. Be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. Eco-friendly, cutting-edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street. For recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant on Prairie Lee Street. All-you-can-eat buffet and full menu items daily.
For your water well protection or container needs, visit Texas Flat Pack Containers, 2155 FM50.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness. Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
All right, as we come back here and pass to Traylon Kelly, he misses the shot and Tigers come away with it. That was going to roll out of bounds. We're in the third quarter, 2:47 left to play, and it's A&M Consolidated 52, the Brenham Cubs 39. And inbounds pass for the Cubs. Jaden Hebert working the ball up the court. And Hebert going to drive, put the shot, lays it up and in for two. And foul is going to be called on Trey Merchant. That'll be his second. And Hebert will go to the free throw line. And he misses the shot. And it's going to come down with Guidry. And it's going to be, he came down with it and called timeout. 30-second timeout. We're just going to stay here. So we just came out of the timeout. Oh, or they switched it to full. No, they switched it to a full timeout now. So we'll take it with them. Be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains plumbing and drain experts.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham. Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
Any property you see, call EB, 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Herman Electric LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
And back we go. Foul was called on Kelvin Pipkin, and now Chris Guidry at the free throw line makes the first one, and he'll have one more. And And he makes them both. It gives Guidry 9 points in the game. And it's now 52-43. Cubs trailing by 9 here with 2:20 left to go in the third. Doug Brown with you from the Brenham High School gym. This district 17-5A game. And Trey Merchant driving, and shot is blocked out of bounds by Jaden Hebert. And now Majid's going to come in, and Curry's going to come out. Majid with 10 points to lead, or second on the Cubs, but he is playing with 3 fouls, so he's got to be careful. Back the other way, and shot is up. And we're going to get a whistle. It's going to be on Quincy Adams. That'll be his third. Non-shooting fouls. The Tigers will take it under their basket. And driving the lane, putting up a shot and missing is Harris. Cubs come away with a rebound. Fast break up ahead to Majid. And he misses the layup. Hebert comes down with a rebound. Loose ball on the court. And Hebert comes away with it. Gets it up to Guidry. And ball stolen away by the Tigers. Merchant puts it up and draws the foul. And that is going to be on Quincy Adams. That'll be his fourth. And it'll send Merchant to the free throw line. And he makes the first one. And so now off the Cub bench coming in is Bryson Carnegie. And Merchant makes them both. Gives him 20 points in the game. And now Majid going to fire up a three and he hits it. And Dawad Majid now with 13 points in the game. Retakes the scoring lead for the Cubs. And foul is going to be called on Rylan Lewis. That'll be his second. Clock stops with a minute 18. And it's going to be Braylon Hunter going to the free throw line for the Tigers. Hunter misses the first one. He will hit the second one, though, and makes it back to a 9-point lead, 55-46, with a minute 15 left to play. And Hebert trying to go inside the Majid and going to get a jump ball. Going for the steal there was Pipkin. And jump ball this time belonged to the Cubs. And Hebert with the inbounds pass and has it stolen away by the Tigers. And back the other way, puts up the shot, up and in for two is Harris. That'll give him 7 points in the game and makes it 55-46. Guidry drives and he's going to get called for a charge as he just bowled right over Caden Steptoe. And so now substitution, Lewis is going to come out and Curry's going to come back in. And they got apparently a wet spot on the court there. Cubs trailing by 11 here. 45 seconds left to go in the third quarter. And inbounds pass. Tigers with the basketball. 3-point no. Going to pull it down pass inside. And shot up and in for two Pipkin. And Cubs up ahead. Majeed over to Carnegie. Carnegie drives, passes the ball off to Hebert. Hebert puts the tries to go with the shot, and he's going to get fouled. And that'll be on Hunter. That'll be Hunter's first. And so Jaden Hebert will go to the free throw line. Hebert hits the first one. And makes them both. And so Hebert with 9 points now. Driving the lane, and we're going to get a foul call. And for the Cubs, that's going to be on Carnegie. That'll be Carnegie's first. And that will send Braylon Hunter to the free throw line. And Hunter makes it. Makes them both. Gives him 3 points in the game. And comes back the other way. They got 3 seconds to get a shot off. And they're going to foul Guidry. Foul is called on Kelvin Pipkin. That's his third. And Guidry will go to the line. Clock stopped with 2.1 seconds left. And Guidry makes the first one. That'll make him the third Cub to reach double digits tonight, as he's got 10 points. And he hits the second one. And that is the end of the third quarter, and our score, the A&M Consolidated Tigers 61, the Brenham Cubs 50. Back with the fourth and final quarter after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Apple Ford on Highway 290 in Brenham, your spot for new or used Fords.
Shop where the builders shop. Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats big city gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Faith Mission WIC, 100 South Chapel Street in Brenham. Empowering and educating families to make healthy choices for healthy families. Texas WIC.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce. For gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West, and at TeglerToyota.com.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. 289-0436.
Faith Mission, 40 years of service providing a hand up for the citizens of Washington County.
Thrive and Financial, see agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Penny Molly, Barney Lesh, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
Don's Appliance Services. Fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
All right, we come back here to the fourth quarter. And the Cubs trailing 61 to 50. And pass is knocked down. Back the other way goes Hebert. And Hebert up and in for two. Gives him 11 points. And back the other way go the Cubs, or go the Tigers. Tigers put up a shot and miss and draw the foul. After what was a high-scoring third quarter, Tigers outscored the Cubs 25-24 in that third quarter. And now at the line is Jaden West. That was called, by the way, on Chris Guidry. He's got four now. And West hits the first one. Give him 10 points in the game. And Traylon Kelly going to have to check in now. And really a shame because, for the Cubs, because Guidry has been hot this second half. And West puts the shot, misses the second one, and Roderick Martin comes away with a rebound and now gets it in the hands of Hebert. And according to Majid, now to Kelly. Kelly drives the lane, and Traylon Kelly puts it up and in for two. And Kelly now with five in the game. Back the other way come the Tigers. And up and in for two is West. And now comes back the other way. Martin up and in for two. And now up ahead goes Moore. Moore driving. Puts the shot up and in for two. 66-56. Tigers with the lead. Adams driving, and Quincy puts it up. Misses the shot. Shot is tipped in. Tigers come away with it. Up ahead. And three-pointer. And Harris hits it. Gives him 10 points. And now back the other way goes Adams, misses the shot. Martin with the rebound. And Martin puts it up and in for two. And that is going to be on Jeremiah Harris. That'll be his fourth. And Martin to the free throw line now. Try to see if he can get down to an 8-point game. It's 69-60. And Martin hits the free throw. And Martin now with 16 points to lead the Cubs. 69-61. Cubs trailing by 8. And we're going to get a whistle here. And the clock slow starting. And they're checking on the score. Put up the shot and missing. And back the other way, Hebert passes to Martin. Martin puts up the shot and draws the foul. And that's going to be on Jaden West. That'll be his third. And that'll send Martin to the line. And Martin misses the shot. And Martin misses them both. And Cubs come down with a rebound. Hebert up and in for two. Jaden Hebert now with 13, and it's 69-61. And up ahead, ball stolen away by Martin, but he knocked it out of bounds. And so that'll stop the clock with 5:46 to play. Inbounds pass, and Tigers, both teams working at such a frenetic pace here in the fourth quarter. And firing up a three-pointer, misses, and Cubs come down with a rebound, loose ball, and Hebert gets away, and he's going to get fouled. And that is going to be on Braylon Hunter. That'll be his second. Non-shooting foul, and so the Cubs will take it from the sideline. Inbound pass to Hebert. Hebert, drive to the lane, puts up a shot, misses, and rebound, and we're going to get a foul call on, I believe that's going to be on Martin, and that'll be his first. And Tigers working the ball up the court, ball stolen. Now Merchant gets it back. Merchant passes and up and in for two on the Tigers. I believe that was Hunter. Yes, it was. Makes it 71-61. And Adams going to get fouled as Hunter went for the steal. And for Hunter, that'll be his third foul. Clock stop with 4:47 to play. Cubs trailing 71-61. Hebert with the basketball. Hebert passes off to Kelly. Traylon Kelly drives, puts up the shot, and he's going to call for traveling. Took one step too many. Inbounds pass for the Tigers. And up ahead, ball in the hands of Braylon Hunter. Hunter stops, puts up the shot, and he's going to get called for traveling. And up ahead goes the Cubs down on the inbounds pass. Quincy Adams driving, puts up the shot, misses. Ball knocked away, and the Tigers come up with it. Back the other way goes West, stepping in for two. And Jaden West with 14. And comes off the backboard. Majid too hard to pass. And now the other way. In the corner, three-pointer. And that was Jeremiah Daly. Loose ball on the court. And it's going to be Tiger basketball. Gidrick. Coming back in, as is Curry. And it's now a 15-point lead, 3:49 to play. And ball stolen away by Adams. Adams drives the lane, and Adams up and in. Quincy with his first basket of the night. And Tigers with a basketball now up ahead. And we're going to get a whistle. Oh, no, a jump ball. Thought it might have been a foul on the Cubs, but they're going to call a jump ball. Is going to belong to the Cubs. Inbounds pass to Adams. Adams drives, puts up a shot, up and in for two, and Quincy Adams now with four quick points. Cuts the lead down to 11. And passes up ahead. And in the corner for three, short. Tigers, though, come away with a rebound. And Hunter puts it up. Now passes the ball off. And up ahead, Jaden West with the basket. Gives him 16. And ball stolen away by A&M Consolidated again. And a three-pointer by Merchant. That gives him 23. Comes back the other way. And Hebert up and in for two. And foul was called on Hunter. That's his fourth. It's A&M Consolidated 81, Brenham 67, with 2:33 left to play. Hebert at the line. And he misses the free throw, rebounded by Guidry. Ball knocked out of bounds. They're going to say Guidry lost it out of bounds. And now for the Cubs, Cameron Bogus going to check in. Cubs bring, or Tigers bring the ball up the court. Merchant in the corner, short on the three. And back the other way comes Brenham. And Hebert over to Martin. Martin drives the lane, and Roderick Martin up and in for two. Martin with 18 now in the game. And driving the lane the other way, Moore puts it up and in for two. He's got 14 for the Tigers. And we're down to a minute 55 to play. And Guidry misses again. He puts it back in, his own shot. And so Chris Guidry with two. Martin over to Majid. Majid misses the shot. And up and in for two goes Bogus. And we're down to a 10-point game again, 83-73 with a minute 32. And they're going to call a timeout on the court. And so we'll take it with me back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick up some today.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tielemann Construction and Stegett Tielemann Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771.
All right, as we come back here, inbounds pass for the Tigers. A&M Consolidated leading the Brenham Cubs 83-73. And they get it up ahead to Hunter as we're down to a minute and 20 left to go. Tigers now, as Merchant drives the lane, reverse layup, up and in for two. And Merchant now with 25 to lead all scores. And traveling call on Majid. That'll be a turnover. Well-point lead for the Tigers, 85-73. Stolen away by Guidry. Guidry lays it up and in for two. And Chris Guidry with 15 now. And back in the corner. Coach Andrews trying to encourage the guys to come. Time's running out. Problem is there's so many fouls called tonight. And Tigers are just considered running the clock down. We got 30 seconds left, and finally, foul called on Guidry, and for Chris, that's his fifth. And so he'll come out, and looks like Peyton Tumo is going to check in. Get in some game minutes here. We're at 20, clock stop with 28.7 seconds left. Consolidated leading Brenham 85-75. And driving the lane out top. And they're not, I think Tiger and foul is on Majid. Or no, they're going to call that on Kelly for trailing. That's his third. And inbounds pass. And I think at this point, Tigers are just content to run the clock out. And, yeah, that's all they're doing. And that is going to do it. Our final score, A&M Consolidated wins it 85-75 over the Brenham Cubs. And we'll be back to wrap it up after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com. For proven results, trust the experience and expertise of Realtor Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
J&A Roofing, experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green, energy-efficient solutions.
Bank with Bob, Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank, local, friendly, mobile.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Awards and more. Creating custom awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
All right, we welcome you back out here to the Brenham High School Gymnasium. Doug Brown with you here on this Friday evening. It is the A&M Consolidated Tigers 85 and the Brenham Cubs 75. Tigers led three out of the four quarters. The only quarter they didn't lead was the fourth quarter. Brenham won it. Well, let's do the breakdown. Tigers won the first quarter 16-12. Won the second quarter 20-14. Third quarter 25-24, but then it was the Cubs winning the fourth quarter 25-24, but that early lead just insurmountable as they fought hard but just couldn't come up with the victory tonight. And for the Tigers, leading scorer is Trey Merchant. He ended up with 25 points in the game. Then you had Jaden West with 16, Marion Moore with 14, and Caden Steptoe with 8. Meanwhile, for the Cubs, leading scorer was Roderick Martin with 18, Jaden Hebert and Chris Guidry with 15 points apiece. And then it was Dawad Majid with 13 points. And those were your double-digit scorers in the ballgame tonight. Well, that's going to do it for us here. Don't forget, we got Aggie basketball tomorrow with A&M in Oklahoma. That's a 2:30 start time, 2 o'clock Aggie pregame here on KWHI. And then coming up Monday night, Houston Texans football. It will be the Texans and the Steelers in the last of the wild card round playoff games. And 6:45 Texans pregame, 7:15 for the opening kickoff. And want to thank Mallory back in the studios for helping me bring this one to you. Of course, a big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, this is Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.
You have been listening to the broadcast of the Brenham Cubs basketball game brought to you by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. Once again, the final score, Brenham Cubs 75 to A&M Consolidated 85. Good night, everybody. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.